Denise had walked from the Saint-Lazare railway station, where a Cherbourg train had landed her and her two brothers, after a night passed on the hard seat of a third-class carriage. She was leading Pepe by the hand, and Jean was following her, all three fatigued after the journey, frightened and lost in this vast Paris, their eyes on every street name, asking at every corner the way to the Rue de la Mécodière, where their uncle Badou lived. But on arriving in the Place Gaillon, the young girl stopped short, astonished.
"Oh, look there, Jean," said she.
And they stood still, nestling close to one another, all dressed in black, wearing the old mourning bought at their father's death. She, rather puny for her 20 years, was carrying a small parcel. On the other side her little brother, 5 years old, was clinging to her arm, while behind her the big brother, a strapping youth of 16, was standing empty-handed.
"Well," said she after a pause, "that is a shop."
They were at the corner of the Rue de la Mécodière and the Rue Neuve Saint-Augustin, in front of a draper's shop, which displayed a wealth of color in the soft October light. 8 o'clock was striking at the church of Saint-Roch. Not many people were about, only a few clerks on their way to business, and housewives doing their morning shopping. Before the door, two shopmen, mounted on a stepladder, were hanging up some woolen goods, whilst in a window in the Rue Neuve Saint-Augustin, another young man, kneeling with his back to the pavement, was delicately plaiting a piece of blue silk. In the shop, where there were as yet no customers, there was a buzz as of a swarm of bees at work.
"By Jove," said Jean, "this beats Valognes. Yours wasn't such a fine shop."
Denise shook her head. She had spent 2 years there at Cornaille's, the principal draper's in the town, and this shop, encountered so suddenly, this to her enormous place, made her heart swell and kept her excited, interested, and oblivious of everything else. The high plate glass door facing the Place Gaillon reached the first story, amidst a complication of ornaments covered with gilding. Two allegorical figures representing two laughing, bare-breasted women unrolled the scroll bearing the sign, "The Ladies' Paradise." The establishment extended along the Rue de la Mécodière and the Rue Neuve Saint-Augustin, and comprised, beside the corner house, four others, two on the right and two on the left, bought and fitted up recently. It seemed to her an endless extension, with its display on the ground floor and the plate-glass windows, through which could be seen the whole length of the counters. Upstairs a young lady, dressed all in silk, was sharpening a pencil, while two others beside her were unfolding some velvet mantles.
"The Ladies' Paradise," read Jean, with the tender laugh of a handsome youth who had already had an adventure with a woman. "That must draw the customers, eh?"
But Denise was absorbed by the display at the principal entrance. There she saw in the open street, on the very pavement, a mountain of cheap goods, bargains, placed there to tempt the passers-by and attract attention. Hanging from above were pieces of woolen and cloth goods, merinos, cheviots, and tweeds floating like flags, the neutral slate, navy blue, and olive green tents being relieved by the large white price tickets. Close by, round the doorway, were hanging strips of fur, narrow bands for dress trimmings, fine Siberian squirrel skin, spotless snowy swan's down, rabbit skin imitation ermine, and imitation sable. Below, on shelves and on tables, amidst a pile of remnants, appeared an immense quantity of hosiery almost given away, knitted woolen gloves, neckerchiefs, women's hoods, waistcoats, a winter show in all colors, striped, dyed, and variegated, with here and there a flaming patch of red. Denise saw some tartans at 9 sous, some strips of American vison at 1 franc, and some mittens at 5 sous. There appeared to be an immense clearance sale going on. The establishment seemed bursting with goods, blocking up the pavement with the surplus. Uncle Badou was forgotten.